The movie Almost Famous resonates with me because it captures something about the 1960s rock music scene that's close to my experience of the times. In particular, the rather tame analog marketing used to sell music in the 1960s has blossomed into the digital online hype of today. The aim was the same then as now: find the right product, create the right pitch, and step on the marketing elevator and ride to the top. Simple, or so it seems. Here is where marketing gets personal. About 3 years ago, I got interested in motion graphics as a way to make slideshows of my photos. Since then, I've made about 30 short videos. Most are posted on YouTube, where they fail to reach an audience. Not much of a surprise. All combined, they have less than 1,000 views. In the middle of 2019, I discovered Pinterest. As a photographer, the visual content there is very appealing. It didn't take long to create several collections of photographs, which generate a few hundred to a few thousand impressions a week. Pinterest is an odd duck when it comes to standard content format, which is vertical rather than horizontal. This is perfect for mobile users who don't want to rotate their phones. Original content not produced in vertical format pretty much gets ignored. When I posted links to some of my HD YouTube videos, they got 40 to 50 views each. After reworking them from 1920 by 1080 to 1080 by 1920 and posting them directly on Pinterest, they immediately began to get multiple thousands of impressions. On Christmas Eve, I posted a 30-second animated New Year's video, which immediately took off. Within 3 weeks, it had more than 150,000 impressions, 41,000 video views, and hundreds of website link clicks. I was absolutely shocked. Even after New Year's, it kept getting 1,000 or 2,000 impressions a day. That's when I decided to post another video for Chinese New Year, but it was flawed, so I deleted it. Unfortunately, I actually deleted the wrong New Year's video and lost my big success. In a panic, I reposted, but the deed was done. Well, at least I was almost famous. Better luck next time.